What was twisted in the Garden of Eden? Truth. Remember the lie Satan told Eve? Surely you won't die. The truth was twisted and God's instructions were questioned. So it began. Twisted, revised, partial, and false truth entered the world, and so did death. Before sin, Adam and Eve walked and talked with God. There was no shame. They had all they needed. Their purpose was clear. They were in communion with God and knew Him as He is. Doubts, worry, and questions didn't fill their minds. It's hard to even imagine. After sin, or the fall, communion with God was broken, and shame filled the hearts of man. The truth and knowledge, once fully known, was then corrupted and damaged. The truth God had clearly given became twisted. Today, even though through the death and resurrection of Jesus, we can have life and be covered by grace through faith, we are still living on this side of the fall. Apart from God, we can't fully know the truth. And even when we do know it, hold it in our hands, and even hide it in our hearts, how quickly we can begin to doubt it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. But since the garden, truth has been clouded and so much harder to see. I asked my friend Kristen to paint the art piece you see behind me. I wanted the word truth to be there in the midst of the mass of color. But as you can see, it doesn't jump out at you. You have to really look to see it. The same holds true in our world today. Twisted truth leads to not knowing what or who to believe, and as a result, doubt and fear fill our hearts. Truth becomes more difficult to see or even recognize. We long for peace. We want to have hope for our tomorrow. We want to believe what is true. What leads us there? What leads us back to the garden to be reestablished for the good life God designed us for? Psalm 94:19. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope. Think of all the thoughts that fill your mind on a daily basis. How many are anxious, burdensome, full of fear, doubt, shame, worry, and insecurity? Now answer this. Are those thoughts true? Are they lies? Do they reflect who God says you are? Do they speak the truth of how much you are loved? Do those thoughts lead you to feel safe, protected, comforted, cared for, and held? If your heart and mind is set on Jesus and you're believing what He says to be true about you, those thoughts quickly fade. Truth drives out fear and doubt, bringing peace to your heart, comfort, and hope for your life. When doubt and fear are driven out, your hope is renewed and you are comforted. Just like a mother holds a newborn baby, you feel safe and find rest. That's the comfort God's truth brings. That's the truth. Are you beginning to be refreshed and find rest this month? I hope so. Remember today what truth brings. Comfort for your heart today and hope for tomorrow. I'm Lori Klein.